Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the news show. I'm Kyle Swagger. Yes, even further under the weather today. Don't worry, I don't think I'm contagious to you. It's Tuesday, October 28th, 2014. All of the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, they're hungry and hungry for internet tax, and a lot of people aren't very freaking happy about that. Hungry says they need the cash, and they thought it was such a clever idea to say, hey, let's put internet tax on there for people. That'll make people happy. Now, while that notion went just fine with the nation's accountants, its citizens thought otherwise. Tens of thousands of Hungarians took to the streets. According to the Wall Street Journal, people believe the tax is an attempt to limit access to information and keep everyone watching state-run media. Now, the Hungarian government affirmed to pledge the cap tax at about $2.88 a month and pointed out that it's the ISPs that are meant to pay for it, not the households. Oh, really, dear Hungarian government? Well, what do you think when those ISPs get that little extra tax, who they're going to pass it on to? Aha. Now, Amazon's Fire TV is actually not doing too bad as sales, but Amazon's taking it one step further. They're going after Roku, and they're going after Chromecast with the Fire Stick. And the little stick can be yours for as little as $19 if you're a Prime member. Jeez, that's cheap. It's only for a limited time, so you better move quickly if you're a Prime member. It's exactly like Chromecast. It connects your TV to your wireless network, and all of the joys of content flow right through it. Hardware-wise, there's 1 gigabyte of RAM, there's 8 gigabytes of storage, dual-band Wi-Fi, and what's even cooler, it's got a dedicated remote. Another cool feature about it, it works with Miracast. Now, if you're not a Prime subscriber, it's going to be $39, so that's about $4 more than what Chromecast is. And if you're really lazy and want to get voice search on the remote, shell out another $30. The Amazon Fire Stick will begin shipping November 19th. Are you a OneDrive customer and are you subscribed through the Office 365? Well, today just got a little bit brighter for you. For Office 365 home, personal, and university customers, you're going to get unlimited storage. Yeah, you heard me right. Unlimited. That means if you have a personal account for as little as $6.99 a month, unlimited storage. Did I mention there's no limit? Did I mention that? Now, it's slowly rolling out, so not every customer right now that is subscribed to Office 365 is going to see it immediately. It is something that Microsoft's saying is going to take place over the next few days. So just wait for it. Got to say, Microsoft, pretty cool move here. And it's sure making Apple's iCloud $20 for a terabyte a month look really stupid now. Fitbit's got some new lovely little arm devices coming your way really soon. Although only one is going to be released this year. The other two are going to be released next year. Apologize for my voice, guys. It just keeps going. The models coming out are the Charge HR, and the Surge. Reminds me of a caffeinated drink way back in the late 90s. Anyways, it's only the Charge that's going to be available this year, starting at $130. The Charge HR will be $150, and the $250 Surge will hit stores in early 2015. Now, Fitbit's saying the Charge is more or less a rebirth of the Force. This time around, though, the wristband is slightly different in texture, and unlike the Force, the Charge now can display caller ID information from a connected smartphone. Charge HR is going to pack a little bit more goodies into it, a heart rate monitor, and the battery life is going to be for 5 days. Hey, that's pretty good. The Surge, however, is basically more of a smartwatch than anything else. It has activity tracker, built-in GPS capabilities that can track your pace, distance, and even elevation. It also has a nice large LCD face on it too. So again, caller ID, text alerts, media playback, all those sort of little goodies will be there for $249. Ah, yes, coffee. So lovely to have in the morning, but you kind of feel like crap getting out of bed to go and fix it, right? Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore, thanks to a Kickstarter project. Have an app-controlled coffee maker. It automatically mixes your perfect blend for you while you're still in bed. The new coffee maker, which is going to be called Brewvelo, ooh, what a nice name, promises to make it a lot faster to mix your perfect cup of coffee, and all you have to do is press a few little buttons on your smartphone. According to its Kickstarter page, it will filter water, weigh, and grind beans beans, all in one device. All while it maintains a brew temperature of 199 degrees. And don't worry, if you got a preference of bean, it can be any bean you want. Well, if you go over to their Kickstarter page and donate $300 now, you can get a Nap Control coffee maker by June of 2015. Oh yes, doesn't the future smell lovely? And finally, Comets. Have you ever been sitting on your sofa one afternoon and thinking, gee, I wonder what they smell like? Well, I haven't really either, but hey, a few people have. And Rosetta, which is a sniffing device apparently, has helped people out with that burning question. So far, the little device has figured out that there's water, there's carbon monoxide, there's carbon dioxide, there's methane, methanol, formaldehyde, you know, all those lovely things we just love to smell. Putting all those wonderful combinations together, you got a cross between rotten eggs and a horse stable. Oh, that sounds lovely. So I guess the next time that we decide that we want to go to a comet, it's best that we take some air freshener and some Lysol. All right. If you got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website, too, at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can find us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Now, we're going to be back tomorrow to get you caught up in the latest news that happened over the past 24 hours. Hopefully, I have a little bit more voice by then. But until then, have a wonderful Tuesday. And thank you so much for listening. Woo-hoo.